to picking up in the Grizz. So I think I can't remember exactly, but basically I think the Grizz showed from the Rambam that he's undermining the idea of Rav Shimon Eger, that simply because one person is allowed to kill somebody, that makes him a Gavra Katila. Right? Because that was the point. He's trying to show that by a Rodef. Since the Nirdaf is allowed to kill him, you know, even and not take out a leg. So therefore, he's defined as a Gavra Katila. And he tried to show that it's not the case in the Rambam. The reason why one day Gavra Katila is a guy's Gemar Din, Bezim Paskin is his Chayv Nisa, or the case that goes out of guy who goes out of Miklat also is a Gzeres HaKasav, Ein Lo Dam, that the guy has no value. His life is relegated in Ari Miklat. And if he goes to Ari Miklat, he's like, Ein Lo Dam, it doesn't have any value, right? So, but just because someone could kill him doesn't make him an Ein Lo Dam. Right? Doesn't make him Gavra Katila. The problem is that when it comes to the Sefta, sounds like a guy who's a Rodef, he really is. You know, Chayef for Chavala, if you wound him. Sounds like he really is a Gavra Katila. So even though there's no Gemara Din, there's no Gzeres HaKasav, Ein Lo Dam, the only reason you kill him is because it's Hatzalas HaNirdaf, but somehow he seems to be considered a Gavra Katila. And Rashi openly said that, is if you take him plain shot. But the question is, Mechitesi, that this guy has a dinner, a Gavra Katila. Right? What's the basis of saying he has a status of a Gavra Katila? Right, claim shot is just you have a right to save the Nirdaf, even if it means killing the Rodef. But where is there a limud or anything which tells you that he's defined as Gavra Katila? Right? Okay, so we're up to Nira Lomar Bazaar. Okay? So we got two paragraphs left, and this is the paragraph where the Grizz really tries to answer this problem. Okay? Okay. So, Anir Lomar Baza. Yine ba'emes, the ba'emes gam berodef. Din gavra katila shalahum yidim yuchav nixeres akasav. There really is xeres akasav. Same thing as by Galizar and Megbar. It's xeres akasav. That he is a gavra katila. Uchlesiv ekra gavi baba machteras in lo domim. By Machteras, it said, if you kill, the Valvais kills the guy, kills who breaks in, the Machteras guy, the Ganem, he's in Lodamim, you're not Chai Misa, in Lodamim. Im Kein Nemar, but Zed Din Misuyam. Tells us a special din. The Milvad Iker Hatzala Shil Nirdach. Right, besides the primary din that you could save the nirdaf, cholal atzmo shel harodev above machteras toras ein lo damim. There's also a status of ein lo damim on the machteras or on the rodev. Shnei dinim nemar rodev. There's two dinim by rodev. Chada ikur din hatzala shel nirdaf shenit nasi v'nashal rodev. First of all, the fact that there's a mitzvah hatzala the nirdaf at all costs. The Shanis. And secondly, the Rodev Atzmo Toras Ein Lo Damim Alav. Like we call it Dina. The Rodev himself has a status of Ein Lo Damim regarding all Dina. The Dovers, right? So that's what he's saying. Now, when you say you kill a Rodev, first of all, Din of Hatzalas on Yerdaf, but there's also an independent din that the Rodev has the status of an Ein Lo Damim. Okay? Ein Lo Damim. He's like a Gavra Katila. Okay? So where do you see it? So it says, V'davar zeh yesh lomar b'divrei Rambam. When he says, I'll prove to you that, see, it's funny because it seems artificial, if you will. Or, I don't know, that's what I did. But like, what's the point? There, it's extra, right? What do you need it for? Well, you already have the first din. That you're allowed to save the nirdaf at all. You're allowed to save the nirdaf at all costs. So, with another din, what's the point? Right? Like superfluous. Okay, so he's going to say, well, this din you can learn from the Rambam. So this, I think we read this. We made recourse to this Rambam at some point. This is part of the Griz, I think, earlier in the year. So it says like this: Above in Machteras, Bein Mayom, Bein Balayla, Ein Lo Damim, Elaim, Horga Balabayis. Oh, Sharha Adam Paturim. If the Baal Bayis or somebody else kills him, they're Pater. Okay. Okay. Virashus Yesh Lakal Lahargo. Bain Machol, Bain Bishavis. Machol Misa Shechom Lamisa. Shnemer Ein Adamim. And there's Rishus for anybody to kill him. Whether it's Chol, whether it's Shabbos, any method of killing that they want, that they could. Shnevar ain't lo damim. He's ain't lo damim. Okay? So he has two different parts. This is what the Gris is noticing. Look carefully. He's no damim. Someone kills in their pater. And then he says, Rishos yeshu chol laharga. Shnevar ain't lo damim, right? It's everyone's Rishos. So he says, Rambam split into two. The first din that if they kill their potter, the din there's shazargo, and the second din that you have permission to kill. Right? Right. First it says if you kill him. Then if they kill them, then they're potter. Then it says they're allowed. They're allowed to kill him. Should be the opposite. Shouldn't the first din be that you're allowed to kill him in order to save the near enough? Since you have permission to kill him, memela de lekachiva al hariga. Right? Since you have a shus to kill him, therefore, memela, you shouldn't be chayev for killing him. Right? V'lama chilkan harambam, page Sachtas, Amanav, v'lama chilkan harambam l'shnayim. Why is the Rambam splitting up into two things? Right? So again, the Rambam has two dinim. Okay? Two dinim. One is that if you kill the Machteras or the Rodev, Machteras, let's say, your pater, anyone who kills him is pater. And then secondly, there's Rishos to kill him. Right? So the Rishos says, shouldn't be the opposite. Shouldn't it be, first of all, there's Rishos to kill him. And therefore, if you kill him, then you're pater. Right? But that's not the way the Ram has it. Right? The Ram has it that if anyone kills him, ain't no dumb. Anyone kills him, they're pater. Oh, and by the way, there's Rishos to kill him. Right? So that's what the Chris is saying. It should be the opposite. Right? It should be that you're allowed to kill him, and therefore, Memela, he's not going to be chayiv if you do. And secondly, why is the Rambam breaking it up into two different parts? Two separate dinim, and it should just be one thing. You're allowed to kill him. Right?
It's redundant, neither.
Oh, there's three lines from the bottom. That's one second. Oh, the Ezidin Tor. Shall yesh bezah? Why is there a pator? Hello, kiva nitin laharga. Since you're allowed to kill him, imkain hanim sedein hargas b'chal rotsito shows them klal. The lama nakid ram din deim hargo pator. What kind of din is the Ram says that if you kill him, you're potter. It's not if you kill him, you're potter. You're supposed to kill him. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do hatzala. There's mitzvah hatzala. Save the nirda. So that's it. It's not like a pator. It's just say it's a mitzvah to kill him. But the way the Ram starts is he starts with saying, if you kill him, you're a potter. Because ain't no damim. Oh, and by the way, there's Rishos to kill him. Right? It should be the exact opposite. There's a mitzvah to kill him because you're supposed to save the nirdaf. Period. And of course you'll be potter because it's not, you're not even killing. That's not called shpichas dam, and that's it's not a ptor, right? These are the grisest questions on that Rambam. So he says like this: Achein nira, the Rambam hishmianu baza. The Rambam's teaching you the ikar dino shavavim achteras, the main, the primary din of achteras, hu derachmana shavya le'eno damim. The Torah renders him an eino damim. Okay, that's the main din. He's like a guy who has no value. Bring him to his house, you're like a dead man. You don't have any value. Eino damim. Mela. The So the reason why, if you kill me, you're potter. If it's not contingent on the fact that you're allowed to kill him in order to save the nirda, it's intrinsic in himself. Because he is an eino damim. Even if you could come up with some way that you kill him, which would not involve saving the near death. Gam came to in love. You still be part of a kedin ain't lo dam begavak dila because it's like he's a dead man, right? The hein de v'ramam the above machters ain't lo damim. That's why the Ram says machters ain't lo damim. Mishum hachim ergo b'turim. That's why you're potter if you kill him. Is it ikar apotrim mishum ain't lo damim? That's the primary din. Why is potter? That's what the Ram starts with. Starts off with saying is the guy who's machters ain't lo damim. If you kill him, you're potter. Irrespective of Hatzalas and Yerdah. It's an independent din. The guy himself has a status of Eino Damim. Okay, so it turns out there's two separate dinim. Chodah din shall Eino Damim. Shu chalos din megufa shal rodef, bo machtar, shenech shav ki gavar ketila, right? Simply that he's a din of a gavar ketila. He's like a dead man. Upaka, and you therefore his there's no ritzicha for killing him, no onash, because it's not ritzicha, it's just he's an eino damim. That's the first sin. If you kill me, your potter, not because you're saving, there's no saving, it's because the guy is an eino damim. You lose your right to exist when you chase somebody else. Okay, the o nechol akra de eino damim din shel rishus. Then there's a separate din of permission that you're allowed to kill him in order to save the nirda. That's what Ram breaks into. The two totally different dinim. Chalos din shebegufo, the chalos on him was in body. The Rachmana shavi, right? The Torah defined them as an eino damim, as a gavra ketila. Shazahu hamoel potter al harigah. So that's what makes it that you're potter for killing him. Vishenis, secondly, hadin denitein lahargah mishon tzalas nirdaf. The fact that you're allowed to kill him in order, you're allowed to kill him in order to save the nirdaf. Okay, let's finish up this paragraph and then talk a little more. Lefizan nirdaf gam ahad etanya v'tosefta de'im chavlo bo peturim. If someone wounds the rodef, their potter, you so din zehu mishum rachmana shavu le'eino damim. The Torah's covered ketilah b'hem. That's because the Torah made him into an eino damim. Yalkein dinu k'davar ketilah chal mili. He's defined as like gavar ketilah for everything. Bein linyan p'tor riga, bein linyan p'tor chavala, for everything. Even though there's no din of wounding him of hatzalas and yidof, that's not the case. Just stam. Since he's named Ladamim, you're potter for wounding. Okay, so again, so what did he say here? So he's deducing in the Rambam that there's two separate dinim, right? The first din that the guy who's a rodef or machteras is an ein lo dam. He simply has no value. It's like he doesn't have any worth to his existence. Simple, similar like you talked about earlier, the guy who walks out by a mikvah. He's ain lo dam, so he loses his value to live by chasing somebody else. And that's one then that he has a gavra is ain lo dam. And then secondly, that I have permission to kill him. That's a second then. Right? Now, what is that Second din. All right, what do you mean? Of course. If he's an, why don't you say, what do you mean? Of course. If he's an Adam, then what do you mean? I, of course, I don't want him to kill him. He's an Adam. So Asari says, I think, well, is that just because he's an Adam, it means he's an Adam. He doesn't have any value. He's like, the Torah doesn't protect him. He has no value. And if therefore, if you kill him, it's like you're killing a dead man, right? But does that just mean that everyone has a right to just walk up to him and shoot him? Like, guys in Gardin from Baza. I mean, anyone could just go and kill him? No. If you kill him, you're not, it's like his value, his life is compromised. In a sense, his life is compromised. And therefore, if you kill him, it's not murder, whatever. But, I mean, we'll talk about, hope we'll talk about this more, but it's, you don't just have a right to, I mean, you are making him actually dead. You're bringing him from like a status of Adam to being actually dead. Now, you don't just normally have a right to do that. If you do, it's not Ritzicha, it lacks in Ritzicha. But it doesn't mean you have a right to just, you know, kill a guy, make him dead. But what, but do you have a right? So it says, what gives you the right to do it is Hatzalas and Nirdaf. In other words, in order to save the Nirdaf, you have a right to do it. In other words, he's an Ein L'damim anyways. Right? But it doesn't mean, and that means you'll be Pater if you kill him, but it doesn't mean you're Mutter. Yeah, like Pater lost, you'd be Pater, but you know, it's not Mutter. But now the there's a second din Ram saying, and Rishus, not only is it that you're Pater if you kill him, but you have Rishus to do it in order to save the Nirdaf. Yeah. So like, we're not a society that just allows people to go and kill people, even if they're Illadons. It's not just like a free-for-all. Like again, the Bezin's best example. He's a Gemara Din L'Katala. Now he's an Ein Adam. If anyone kills him, look, he's a dead man. He's a right dead man. He's lax in murder. But Bezin's the one who Mitzvah to kill him. You don't just have anyone just walk up to him and kill him. It's just not good for society to just have, you know, it's like the Wild Wild West. Anybody goes around executing and killing all the people who have status of Ein Adam. So look, if you do it, it isn't murder because the guy's value is already compromised. But I'm like stepping out of the rules of society. So to speak, or the, you know, the order, you know, you need a matir to actually pull it off. So I'm not sure. Let's just see this in the Rambam. Again, this is all the Rambam says. He says, "Habav guy busts in someone's house. Ain't no damim. He has no value. If anyone kills him, he's butter. That's din A. Then in the gavra of the machtar." Then he says, "V'rishus yesh l'chol la'orga, vein b'chol vein b'shabes l'chol mishchon l'mitzvos nerein l'damim." And everybody has rishus to kill him. That's a second din. That's not. That's that also goes l'damim, but that's not because it's not doesn't. It's not directly the din that the gavra is nerein l'damim. It's a new din that the rishus is granted for anyone to execute it. Like again, a gavra ketilah be'ez din. Is not anyone in the world has rishos. Only the bezin has rishos. Right? Anyone will be pater because he's the gavra ketilah, but no one has rishos. But by machteras, arguably the reason is because it's a hatzalas nirdaf, and everyone has a mitzvah hatzalas nirdaf. The Torah granted that rishos to everybody. But the rishos, the chiddush is that the reason why you're pater is not just because of the rishos. That's what you normally learn. The Torah gave you a right to kill them, to save the victim. Right, give you a right to the victim, and therefore, if you kill him, you're bother.
That's where it just comes second.
And that's why rishus would come second, according to that logic. Right.
Rishus, of course, you want to say.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Right. And if it were the other way, if it were the fact that I'm sorry, yes. If it were the normal way, which is that you have a right to kill him or an obligation to kill him, save the victim, right? And then, mamela, you're going to be potter, then that would come first. First, it would say that you have a right or responsibility to kill him, and then say you're potter. But this Ram did not say that. He's a Rishos second. The Rishos is second. It's not that you're Pater because you have Rishos. You're Pater because he's an Ein Adam. Torah gave him a status of an Ein Adam. Right? Now that he has a status of an Ein Adam, it's okay. So I'm not going to be Pater, but am I allowed to do it? Ah! Ram says, yes, you're also allowed to do it. If you didn't have this din of the Yavar Ketilah, and you just had the din of Hatzalas and Yerda, then you'd still would be Pater if you're trying to save the Nirdaf and you kill the Rodif, you'd still be Pater. So you might say, what's the point of this other din? Okay, we'll get to it. There's not, but that's what you would have thought, right? That's what you would have thought. And that's what the Rambam is specifically telling you, don't think that way. There's a separate independent din of a ptor, which the gavra goes ein odamim, which is like it's pottering you like intrinsically, not just because of the rishos. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. So again, there's two things which are going on here. This is one thing is the Rambam previously said. I mean, the grid is previously developed that the only way you get a status of gavra ketila is either if Bezin gives you a din. Or if there's like Zerusikasov. And the Zerusikasov was like, I leave Zari Mekla, there's a status of Ein Odamim. And now he's showing from this Rambam, there's also a status of Ein Odamim of a guy who's Machtaris or Rodef. And they also have a status of Ein Odamim. That's one thing. Now, the whole thing was the Rambam here, the Ruch Chaim is trying to explain, and I think you guys were here for the beginning of this. This is the punchline paragraph, which he's trying. He's using this to explain the question which he started with. I'll just remind you of the question, which was according to the Rambam, if you have a rodef and you have the capacity to shoot the rodef in the leg, and you don't, you kill him, so you're chayav misa. But for some reason, Bezin doesn't kill you, right? That was the question. Why? Why doesn't Bezin kill you? Shouldn't Bezin kill you? After all, you don't have a right to kill him. You only have a right to shoot him in the leg. Right? That was the question you're trying to answer. Okay, so now let's see. Dal kalpanim nimtzino lemedim. So now we can learn the hadi rodev p'turan l'rigasa, the fact that you're pata for killing a rodev, eino tavloi v'zash or shos l'hargo. It's not contingent on the fact that you have permission to kill him in order to save the nirdav. Came to a din b'fnei atzma. It's a separate din. Mishum dechala bei toras ein lo damer gavra ketila. Because ein lo damer. U'chalosh din b'gufo shel arodev. Amo lifter al arigah. So g'din gavra ketila. Gam b'lo taras toras nirdav. It's a separate din in the guf of the road that helps potter you for killing him. Like a gavra ketila. Even without the din of toras nirdav. You see how the Grizz writes? Like he's very like wordy. You know, explains himself very, very well. Now we can send the Rodev Sheyachol Lahatzil Bechol Meivara. The guy who's you could shoot him in the leg. After Asir Lahargo, you're not allowed to shoot him in the head. You come back and b'tur Maharigas. You're still a putter for killing him, right? And the Kashoa is why, right? If you're not allowed to kill him, you should be chayav for misa for killing him, right? And if you are, you're not chayav misa, then it should be mutter. You should be allowed, right? How do you thread the needle? You're not allowed to kill him, I shoot him in the head. But if you do, then you'll be potter. If you could shoot him in the leg, you're not allowed to save the victim by killing him. Then you don't have the mitzvah and the rishos. The second then. That you don't have. If you, why do you ever have rishos? It's in order to save nirdav. But let's say you could save nirdav without shooting him in the head. You shoot him in the leg. So then why should the door give rishos? There's no reason to give rishos. I will zeh din asheni sheyesh berodev tein lo damim. The second din, which was first in the Rambam, was the tein lo damim nashgavra ketila zeh lo olam isay api achalaratz mechma efar. That exists no matter what. When the second is a rodev. He's an ein odamim. Whether you could save him with one of his limbs or not. Why? Why? So you might ask that question. Why? Right? Why don't you say that his status of an ein odamim is also contingent upon the fact that you need to shoot him in the head in order to kill him? So that's about the justice. The chol she'etzem maisa redifa yesh badin dina denitzes ovenavsham. As long as the chase itself has a status that you're able to kill him with his life, chol al harodiv dina den odamim chayav. Then he has the din of an Ein Odamim, and he says, Ein Achayim. V'haga atzmecha. And it's like a phrase. It means like, hold on to yourself. It means, think about it. Harei sheyesh echa b'sofa olam. Let's say there's one guy who's on the other side of the world. She'enu yachol lahatzil asa nirdach. Ela imken yarog the rodeh. The only way he could kill the nirdach is to kill the to save the rodeh is to kill the rodeh. Right, hello, who mutter lahargo? So then he's gonna be allowed to kill him. Benitin latzil benashon, he's gonna be allowed to kill, right, to save the victim. Like let's say the only way you get him is from a ballistic missile from miles and miles away. And you're not going to be able to shoot him in the leg with one of those guys. That's going to kill him. That's the only option. So everybody who's local has a clear way to just trip the guy up and to make him stumble, and he's not going to. But let's say there's another guy who's across the world, and the only way for that he could save him is to shoot a ballistic missile, and he's going to kill him, right? So vis-a-vis him, he's allowed to, right? He's allowed to shoot that missile because that's the only way he could save him. Vim Kane, Nimtza de Harodev Atzmo, Yeshlo Chalos Din, and Yitzon Zon Amsha. So the Rodev himself, as long as there's somebody who in theory has to kill him, so then he himself is going to have a status of an Ein Lo Damim.
Ein Lo Damim is only because someone's going to kill him?
Yeah, the Ein Lo Damim is saying is like, well, I don't know if that's because. But, yeah, well, let's see, 1 second. He's saying is, I think he's like trying to argue his case. It's like the Torah is giving him an Ein Lo Damim because the Torah is like allowing people to kill him. But the way it does it, it gives him a chal hashem of an Ein Lo Damim because of the fact that he's endangering the guy's life. But if in theory, Lu Yitzor, you could just trip him, you don't need to kill him, then why would they give him an Ein Lo Damim? Right? It's like the reason he's Ein Lo Damim is because he's endangering people's lives, and in theory, he needs to be taken out in order to stop it. But like Lu Yitzor, any time anybody endangers people's lives, all you had to do is just push the button and stop him, and why, or whatever, I don't know, somehow trip him, and why wouldn't Torah give him an Ein Lo Damim? It's like, it's not just because chasing someone is such a crime that it makes Ein Lo Damim. It's because it's like chasing him endangers his life, and Torah doesn't protect that guy anymore, allows people to kill him in order, you know, or takes away his value. But because of the fact, it's like he's making a contingent on Hatzalah in some way. I mean, this is what we have to figure out exactly. But let's hear him out. Right? So this is about din the yachol hatzil be'achol me'evara, but the din of saving him by one of his limbs, chal ligabe kol matzol matzol p'niyatz, but that's a personal din. Shekol she'yachol hatzil be'achol me'evara v'asil harga. If I could save him by taking out a limb, I'm not allowed to kill him. That's like chal on each and every in person. Right, and that's for the guys who are trying to save that they have to take out a limb. But the status of an Ein Lo Damim, who chalos din beguf shel rodef, that's on the gavra himself. The Ein Lo Shaych wants nothing to do with the guys who are saving him. That's just an intrinsic status. As long as the rotzeach himself is given over to be killed, the gavra misha, whoever it might be. So he's an Ein Lo Damim. So then nobody's going to be chai for killing him. Because regard the Ein Lo Damim, it doesn't matter whether who's killing him. Because it's a din on himself. It's on him, on that person himself. That's what the Rambam says, that even though it is Shofech Damim, if some guy has the capacity to shoot him in the leg, and they shoot him in the head, it is Shovech Dama. Keep the puck in the Rishos, because you're not in the Rishos. You come up going, Chayev and Lovi, not Chayev. The Moshe Nesbar, like we explained, does that have a din b'fnei atzvo, then Chayev and Lovi, Shin Eldam, so that's a separate din, you're not Chayev, because Ein Lo Damim. Okay, now he's going to have another, one final take, let's take a long perspective. So he's saying, is that given that there are these two dinim, right, there's two dinim. One is a din in the gavra himself of the rodef, that the rodef himself is an Ein Lo Damim, and then the separate din that the people, the onlookers, have a rishus to kill him. Right, two separate dinim. So what he's saying is like the gavra himself is simply the gavra is a rodef, then he is a status Ein Lo Damim. It has nothing to do with anybody else being able to take out a limb or not take out a limb or whatever. The point is that when you are a rodef, you're endangering the life of the nirdaf, and the Torah gives you a status of Ein Lo Damim. That's you. So let's say Joe should take his life. What is that? I don't know. Maybe some people could, some people can't. I don't know. Point is, the Torah just says that when you're a rodef, you have a status of Ein Lo Damim. Now there's a question: is now does the guy have a shos to do it? Yeah, just because you're Ein Lo Damim doesn't mean you have a right to do it. Like again, like you said, bezin a guy's chayv skill doesn't mean anybody can come and do it. So now, does he have a right to do it? So Torah says, yeah, you're allowed to do it because it's also an Ein Lo Damim. That's why Torah gave you rishos. I didn't just say what let Bezin do it. It says, no, anybody can do it in order to do it. It's also an Ein Lo Damim. Yeah, but that makes sense for somebody who needs to do it in order to save the near death. But if you could save the near death by shearing the leg, then Torah doesn't give you a source. So if you do it anyways, then you're shevich damim. Because you're killing a guy, you're making his heart stop beating, right? And you didn't have any permission to do so. So that's like your shevich damim. But is it murder? No. Because since he's an ein lo damim, since the gavra is an ein lo damim, it's not murder in that sense. It's like you're not chayav misa for that. Whatever. You can call it a shevich damim, but bezin doesn't kill you. Because it's like you didn't have permission to do it. So you're like a murderer. You're a guy who's just going around or whatever. You're a guy who's just killing people without any reason. You don't have any good reason to do it, and you're just doing it. So you're shevich damim. But could you say that the crime was murder? Not really, because who did you kill? You killed the guy's name, Adam. Right? The Kiddush, I guess, is that he's saying that he had the status, definitely the Rishos is contingent on each person, whether you have the ability to shoot him in the leg or not. Right? And like if you could shoot him in the leg and shoot him that, you don't have any Rishos. But then he's saying, but the status himself is a status in the person, in the Rodef himself. The second he's a Rodef, he has that status. Right? But it's like something's bothering him about that. Like, well, why? Why don't you say that you chase a guy in a way that you could be incapacitated by your leg? And why do you have a status of an Eladam? Right? So that's what I think he's trying to say. That has nothing to do with the Matzilim. That's just the Rotzeach himself. Right? So that's what he says. See, it's like he's connecting it. He doesn't just want to say that the crime of chasing somebody makes you an Eladam. That's why. Why should that crime make you an Eladam? Stam, it's a crime. Or no other crime makes you an Eladam. Right? Gemara Din makes you an Eladam. Or leaving Ari Mikla makes you an Eladam. But chasing somebody makes you an Eladam. Why? So isn't it because of the fact that the Torah is allowing people to kill you? Isn't it like having to do with that? Isn't it because you're endangering the Nirdaf? Your life is endangering the Nirdaf. So since your life is endangering the Nirdaf, the Torah says you're an Eldama. Yeah, but it's not endangering the Nirdaf because someone could just shoot you in life. But it is endangering the Nirdaf. And like, I mean, maybe someone can save you the life, maybe someone can't. But you are endangering the Nirdaf. And there might be somebody who the only way to save the Nirdaf is to shoot you in the head. So the point is that once you're endangering the Nirdaf, the Torah says you're an Eldama. It doesn't go into looking around the world and seeing, is you endangering the Nirdaf for him? Is he endangering the Nirdaf? It's just, the point is that since you're endangering the Nirdaf, so therefore the Torah says your life is worth. You're not really, you don't have any value. When you endanger the Nirdaf, the Torah made you an Eldama. And now you're, so to speak, your free game. If anybody takes you out, then they're off the hook. Let's finish up the grids, because he has like one more little thing, because it seems like this is the weakest part, which he's going to question. Again, the Chiddush, which is the weakest link in this whole thing, is that he's saying that the status of an Ein Lo Damim is independent of whether or not people could kill you by taking out your leg. Right, it's just intrinsic that you have a status of Ein Lo Damim no matter what. Right, that itself is the Chiddush. Why don't you say that maybe it depends? Could people kill you? Right, he's saying the din of Rishos goes by each and every person, but the din of Ein Lo Damim is like a universal status vis-a-vis everybody. Right, vis-a-vis everybody, irrespective of whether or not they could. Right, so then he said like this. Even if you want a taina, the gamla in the din ain't no damim, that even vis-a-vis the din ain't no damim, gamkin din maschalik, it also differentiates. The legabe mishen yachol hatzila lenafsho chalav v'dio topotos ain't no damim. Relative to somebody who could only kill you by shooting in the head, you have a status ain't no damim. Legabe mishen yachol hatzila meravik chaladam upakam ina gam chalas in shalim damim. But vis-a-vis someone who could shoot you in the leg, you don't have a status of an Eladam. You're a regular guy. Even if you want to say that. Because he's entertaining the possibility now that maybe the status of an Eladam itself is a relative status. You're an Eladam vis-a-vis a guy who needs to kill you. You're not an Eladam vis-a-vis a guy who doesn't need to kill you. Even if you want to say that. Mikal Makum Kivan this bar that then Enodamu Khalosin Atma Sharodev, since the status of Enodamim is in the Gavra, the Gup of the Rodev, Imkani Yeshlomar, Delinian is Khaiv Mis Al Regasa. So whether or not, now what about the guy who he's not an Enodam for? So should he be Chayiv Misa? So he says, no. The Bichayiv Misa called Sad Enodam Shiyeshbo, Dayal Potro. Any quality of Enodam that he has, even a relative one, he's be somebody else, will be enough to potter the guy who kills him. Umeacha Shiyeshbo, Akoponotos Enodam, Agave Mishiya. And since you have a status of Enodam vis-a-vis someone, Shuv in chayev and love misa. So someone, even another person, not chayev misa. Mizel she goes around the hor going bezem misa. So that's what means bezem. Ram means that bezem won't kill. Okay, now this is a little weird. So again, what's he saying? He's saying that originally he said that again, ein odam is the status nagar, and once you're a rodeh, if you have the status ein odam, period. But now he's saying maybe not. Maybe the same way you're a shus to kill is relative to a person who needs to kill you. Maybe your status in the dhamma is also relative status. Vis-a-vis someone who needs to kill you, you're an Enodam. Vis-a-vis someone who doesn't need to kill you, you're not an Enodam. Now, but if you say that, so then the problem is that the person who doesn't need to kill you, you're not an Enodam, you're a Yeshodam, and then he should be Chayav Misa, and Bezin should kill him. And he says, no. Still. Since Eino Damim is a status in the person, maybe it's a relative status, not an absolute status, but it still is a relative status in the person. It's not just you have Rishos, it's a relative status, right? Status in the person relative to a certain, you know, to certain people. So then even other people who kill him are not going to be Chayav Misa. Even though vis-a-vis them, he is a Yeshel Damim. But since he has a status of Eino Damim relative to somebody, therefore, you're going to be potter from killing. From Mrs. Bassett. Now, it's not clear what's motivating this. First of all, it seems to me like a strange idea. Like, there's a relative status in the Gavra, in El Damim. Like, aren't statuses of Chal Hashem supposed to be objective? What kind
it's
of...
It's like, find out of both ways. It's like, it's personal.
Right. Forever. Yes, I know. Yeah, that's the second problem. Is that if you somehow want to say that it is a relative personal status of El Damim, so then, for the guy who is Yeshel Damim, if he kills him, he should have Misa.
Why is it weird?
Why is he Potter? Because somebody else relates to his Yeshel Damim? That's somebody else. That's not you. Yeah, again? That's what he said originally. He originally said, once he's Yeshel Damim, he's
Potter. Yeah, that is weird.
Then he's anybody. And he's Yeshel Damim for one guy, because maybe someone needs to kill him. So the Torah just gave him a universal objective status, Yeshel Damim. But now he's saying, maybe you could argue that it's just a personalized status in him of an Enel Dama. So he's defined the Enel Dama for me, but not for you. Which is, what does that mean? Doesn't he have a status? And if you somehow want to say that it's true, that's my second question. If somehow you want to say it's true, there's personalized statuses. So then vis-a-vis me, he's the Enel Dama. So if I kill him, I should get killed. The fact that somebody else is an Enel Dama, what does it do with me? Right? And like, what's motivating him to say this whole thing? Right? It's strange. I mean, his first answer, originally he said it, look, he wants your rode if you're an Eldam, period, for everybody. Right? But now it's like he's kind of trying hard to pull back this other answer, but it seems to have great difficulties. The thing may be like this. Maybe you say, maybe this is similar to what you're saying, okay, but maybe a further step. It's like, normally you have a status in Ein Odama. It's like a status, like an objective status. The guy is out of Ari Meklad. You're not in Ari Meklad, you're in Ein Odama. Or the Gmardan. Gmardan? Ari Meklad is Ein Odama. But here, like, well, why is it Rodef? What's the sense of Rodef in Ein Odama? Is it because the crime? He didn't even do a crime yet. He's going to do a crime. Like, imagine the guy says, I am going to go and kill some guy who's 5 miles away. Right? I say that and I start walking to his house and saying, I am going to kill him. Right? As long as I'm walking. Right? Now, if no one does anything to me along the way, then I guess I'm going to kill him. But in some sense, you could say, like, his life is in danger. I'm a rodef. assuming he doesn't run away or no one else does anything, whatever. But like, Torah's not making me any alum for that because I'm going to be stopped. Clearly, I'm going to be stopped. Everyone who's around is going to stop. The guy is going to stop me. Everything's going to stop me. So it's like, it's not like intent to kill somebody is so bad of a crime that it makes you an Ein Adamim. It's like because you're threatening that guy, because you're endangering. It's like there's a certain situation which, of endangering the other guy's life that makes you an Ein Adamim. But the idea of endangering his life depends upon the situation, right? Like vis-a-vis someone who's a weakling, you might be endangering his life because the weakling has no way to stop you other than killing you or, you know. But vis-a-vis someone who's strong, you're not really endangering the other guy's life because for him, he could just give you a punch and you're not endangering his life anymore. So it's like the nature of the what gives you the quality of Ein Adamim is the fact that your life is in the way of his life. Your life is threatening his life. And therefore the Torah says you don't have a right to make your life threaten his life. So the Torah takes away your value of your life. But whether your life does or doesn't threaten him depends upon outside circumstances. Namely, are there other ways to stop you from killing? And if there are other ways to stop you from killing, then your life doesn't threaten. But that whether there are or aren't depends on who you're asking. Right? Like each person has to make a decision on their own. You can't just say someone else will save. That's not an Eitzah. So like each person is going to say, well, is he an Ein Adamim? Or is his life endangering the Nirdaf? So again, for a weak person you will, for another person you won't. So the saying is, it's like the status, whether or not he has a status, he has a right to exist, a status of Angel Dhamma or Yeshul Dhamma, is dependent upon whether he threatens, his life threatens the Nirdaf. Well, that is a circumstance which is personal and subjective. It's not like in Ari Miklot or out of Ari Miklot, Gemara Din or no Gemara Din. It's like, is he threatening the life, is his life threatening the life of the Nirdaf? And that depends upon the other choices. Depends upon whether there's the capacity to take him out some other way. So it's like, because it's like a situationally dependent status of an Ein Adamim, so this that, according to the second answer, the Gris says, that will recreate a subjective Chal Hashem of an Ein Adamim. That could be always specific about. That's one way to learn. It's like, do you say that lends itself to a subject? Or do you say, since he's going to get the shame vis-a-vis somebody, it just, mispashe b'kula, so to speak. Or do you say, no? It's like, intrinsically, there's no reason why you should get the shame and love for me. Maybe for you, but not for me. Intrinsically, because it's the circumstance what makes him, you know, dumb, is because it's necessary to kill him in order to save this guy's life. But that's for me, it is. For you, it isn't. So there's no reason why it should be for everybody. But at this, you might argue Ein Lo Dam is a status in the Gavra, and therefore once, that's what he's saying at first. Since Ein Lo Dam is a status in the Gavra, once he is in that circumstance vis-a-vis anybody, and there's always going to be somebody in the world, then he just gets that status vis-a-vis everybody. But the other way he's saying, but it's a little bit hard because, like, intrinsically, it shouldn't be vis-a-vis everybody. Now, you just might say, halachically, there's no way to make a subjective thing. And if that's the case, then fine, it's going to be whatever. But you might argue that when it's a situationally dependent status of Ein Adamim, maybe that could be subjective. And if so, then why, if somebody else, someone who's Yeshua Dham vis-a-vis him kills him, why don't you say that they're Chayev? They should be Chayev. Right? So then he says, yeah, I hear that. He's Yeshua Dham. But still, since there is, like, his life vis-a-vis someone, the Torah doesn't protect his life. Like, there is somebody who the Torah says, you know what? He's nothing. And, like, that mitigates your crime. And this is not going to go. It's like once he has a status, again, see, this is the point. The Rishon Eger was saying, it's like, well, once some guy could kill him, then you're fine. He's not quite saying that. He's saying once he's a status, the Gavra has a din of Ein Adamim, there's to be somebody That means like the Gavra is like unprotected. Elam is like an unprotected guy. So it's true, vis-a-vis me, he was protected. But like that already mitigates the crime. Once the Torah already lessens his protection, then the Rambam's is positing that now you're not going to, not going to kill you for that. That's already like, it's not the full-fledged murder. Full-fledged murder is you kill a guy with his full protection, though. Once he's lacking his protection, it's true, not vis-a-vis you, but still, that's enough to mitigate the crime and to say that he's going to be a father. Like, not as egregious a crime to kill a guy who has a status of anal dama vis-a-vis somebody. Even though it's not vis-a-vis me. But, like, the crime itself is mitigated because the status of anal dama vis-a-vis somebody. And that's going to pater me, even though he's anal dama vis-a-vis me. Once the Torah diminishes his protection by giving him a din of an anal dama vis-a-vis somebody, now Bezin's not going to get involved in start of killing. We don't want to kill people. So if you mamish kill a guy who's like an innocent, totally good guy, and a perfect Eishel Damim, fine. But once his status of Damim, once his protection is compromised, then Bezin's not going to execute somebody for killing. Even though vis-a-vis you, you are Eishel Damim. But still, it's like a mitigation of the crime, of the crime, or of the protection. Like I'm saying, it's like, Bezin killing is the Torah, is Bezin protecting his life. That's the Torah protecting his life. But once the Torah was, so to speak, waived this protection to a degree, now it's out of the realm of Bezin too. Now it's like, so to speak, get the fine tuning. Is he going to be protected? Is he not going to be protected? So that's not the jurisdiction of Bezin. The jurisdiction of Bezin is the clear cut cases where he has a status of Yeshua Lama, period. Once he has a status of Yeshua Lama, he's be some person, obviously other people, that already mitigates his, you know, you killed a guy whose life was already kind of teetering. That's true vis-a-vis you, he was protected, but still, that's already like lessens the crime of the murder. Yeah. So Ken said, yeah, vis-a-vis the guy himself, he's the Eshel Damim. But vis-a-vis the Bezin sees all his statuses, and he sees that he's the Eshel Damim, and vis-a-vis some people and some people. The Bezin is not going to kill for executing that guy. It's like his protection is less than. Now it's interesting. I mean, it's hard to put it all together. I know you guys weren't here for this whole thing, but it's like interesting. The Rav just took us on a whole tour of like all these statuses, you know, the Seach and you know, the guy that's on Miklad. And I mean, it's kind of, it all came down to these two paragraphs. But it's like, and I feel like he's just trying to build a picture about how to look at a Gavra Ketila and the different possibilities, and ultimately trying to undermine it. There's Shimon Eger's approach. He's forcing it to bring in the din of a Gavra Ketila based on the Tzeres HaKasav. I know, it's interesting. It's just interesting, like, it's hard to see the whole thing in one, like, it's long. So it's like, if we follow each step of the way, but it's like another thing to, like, see the whole thing in totality and see, like, what he did. I can't say I quite have a picture of that. But it's worth thinking about. Right, so I think that's it. That's it for this Grizz. And that's it for our Sugya of Rodef and Machtaras. And I guess I have to decide after Purim if either, I guess in both shiurim, that's what we're going to do. But either we could continue in this Gemara, which is the next sugya is Kiddush Hashem. You know, the big three, all the sugyas about that, dying on Kiddush Hashem. Or we could do something about Pesach.